Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
It's a beautiful and good Sunday morning, people all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. A ton of things for you and I to dive into today, Mike, whether it's college basketball, college football, your Beavs got a victory over the Ducks. I mean, that's good stuff. What a wild game that was. 41-38, the finish there. We've obviously got NFL football to talk about. Some guys will and some guys won't be playing this weekend. The COVID is definitely taking effect all over the country, and it is affecting the sports world big time. Mike Wilson, good morning, buddy. How are you? Well, right now we're having a little technical difficulty with Mike. I'll get
there. We go.
Mike, I mean, what do you think about all the craziness, my friend? I mean, think about it, dude. We've had college basketball just get going. Obviously, the college football is happening. The NFL football is going on, but COVID is starting to obviously get in the way of all this stuff. Good morning, my friend. What say you?
It is all crazy, just like trying to hear you at the beginning there. But we'll work through it. We'll get through it. And just another crazy day in the NFL, man.
2020, baby. Just when you think you expect it, you can expect something else crazy to happen. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're just getting warmed up. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseam.
Let's jump right in. Imagine the night before Thanksgiving, you partied too hard. Now you're suffering through Turkey Day, trying not to Ralph on Uncle Ralph. Bob, do you A, vomit, B, guzzle the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseam?
Take Nauseam?
Correct. Nauseam's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging in food or drink.
Get fast-acting Nauseam now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us a couple different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529, or you can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, we've got real college hoops going on, brother. And I don't know how you feel about early season games, but obviously ASU was supposed to be playing Baylor in the early. They always have these non-conference events that take on over Thanksgiving, as we know, because that's kind of when college hoops gets going. And they obviously ASU is supposed to be playing Baylor, who's like the top two team in the country, and they have the COVID problem. They wind up not playing them. They play a couple other teams instead. Look, I think at the beginning of the season, you're going to take some L's. Like, Kansas goes down to Gonzaga, and they almost didn't even look like they belong on the same floor as Gonzaga for much of that game. I do think things will change. What's your feeling about early college basketball losses for teams that we have high expectations for?
Well, my whole thing with that, and it's always been this way, Andy, has been what you kind of mentioned. Some of these big teams, they're going to take the loss, because these smaller teams, this is their Super Bowl. This is their Final Four. You know, if you have like a Portland State playing Gonzaga, or, you know, Portland State playing a Duke or something like that. That smaller team, so to speak, that is what they're playing for. They want to make their name for a little bit against those big dogs. As far as the big dogs and the rankings and all that, I sometimes think people put too much stock into these early season losses, that some of these teams that have high expectations to me, it's, you know, you get through these tournaments, they're fun to go to. They're usually in warm places, right? You know, I mean, my favorite, if I was a college basketball player and my coach didn't take us to the Maui Classic, I'd be ticked off. I mean, that would be the one out of season tournament that I'd want to go to. But in the life of COVID, I mean, obviously it's something different that we have to deal with. But getting back to what your question was, these early season tournaments, they're fun. big teams take losses. It shouldn't affect them, you know, come tournament time. But, you know, who knows what these people think when they rank these teams. But as long as these big teams, the big dogs, get into the big tournament, all is good. You know, but you don't read too much. But don't read too much into these early season losses. What I'm really trying to say.
You mentioned, you know, some of the big dogs. You didn't mention Virginia when you were talking about a team that has taken some L's. We obviously saw they're the only number one seed in the March Madness tournament to lose to a 16. They had a tough one the other day, brother. I don't know if you happen to see, they were playing San Francisco, a team that hasn't beaten a top five team in the country, if I'm not mistaken, since 1980. Like, that's just cool stuff when you hear about it.
Right.
But at the same time, you're saying to yourself, that shouldn't happen to a team like Virginia. Look, I think that at the end of the day, dude, these early season tournaments, they show you what the ceiling potentially could be for yourself. I think Gonzaga is a really good basketball team. That's my point about that. I don't think that they're going to lose many games that they shouldn't lose. This is a team that is, they usually have guys that are there for 3 or 4 years. Okay. Gonzaga's not Duke. Gonzaga's not, North Carolina when North Carolina was good. Gonzaga's not Kansas. They don't have guys that are one and dones. That's what I'm trying to say. They have guys that work the system. They work the program. They've been with Mark Few since they were 18 years old. And now they're a 21 or 22 year old young man. And they've been through his system and they've been through that process of going through the hard work and dedication that it takes to be a college athlete. So I have a lot of respect for Mark Few and what he's done at Gonzaga. I'm shocked when I see a team like Wisconsin, who obviously was out of the mix. Now they're back in the top 10. I watched them play. They do what they do, man. It's all defense when it comes to Wisconsin, okay? They're not going to run you up and down the floor. They're not going to outscore you. They're going to do what they do, and they play hard-nosed, fundamental defense. And I think that the one thing I'm liking about what I've seen so far from college hoops, and again, it's so early, but teams that have a certain character are playing with that certain character, at least from what I've seen so far, Mike. And it's way too early to have a real judgment, but I do think that really good teams are going to take L's early because they're just trying to figure things out. I want to ask you, Bobby Hurley has some guys here at ASU. Remy Martin's like a 20-year senior, and obviously I'm kidding about that, but dude's been around forever. One game, the guy has 26 points. The next game, the guy struggles, maybe 5 or 7 points. Remy Martin's got to be consistent. Alonzo Verge has got to be consistent. Bagley's got to come in here, and he's got to make his mark. Marcus Bagley, the younger brother of my man who's in the NBA right now with a torn ACL, but I love the potential. I just wonder if Bobby Hurley can get these guys to really expand on that level that I think that they can reach, Mike. I think they have a lot of guys here at ASU. This should be a team that should be someone to be reckoned with if March Madness does happen. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. You mentioned Marcus Bagley, and just through the first few games, I can see why Bagley was so highly recruited. He belongs in Division One. He's had some, you know, first couple of games. They haven't been too bad. Like, I haven't looked at Bagley and went, oh, my God, like, he's a fish out of water kind of thing. But he's a freshman. He's figuring it out. He's figuring out where he belongs, not only in Division One basketball, but just as part of the ASU maybe rotation, just where he can get his shots, those kind of things. But, you know, you bring up Remy. Remy is always, to me, he's always been this kind of up and down player. You don't know what you're going to get, to quote Forrest Gump, you know, with Remy Martin from game to game. Because he can, I mean, look, Dorf, you and I have seen him shoot lights out in person several times. And then we've seen him shoot ASU completely out of the game in other games. He has to step up his game. He has to be more of a leader. Tayshaun Cherry, I don't know what the big deal with this kid was, but he doesn't impress me. And he hasn't since he's been at ASU. So there's some guys on this team. And let's not forget about Josh Christopher. I mean, he came in with all –
yeah.
all the hype that a kid could bring. And he's, yep. like Bagley, he's figuring it out where he belongs on this team, what his role exactly this year for a freshman is going to be. But you can tell that Christopher does have a lot of talent coming out of his fingertips. So we'll see. Look, we'll see what Hurley can do. He has, to me, he has no excuses this year. I mean, if everything goes as planned and COVID doesn't, you know, affect the team in any way or the conference in any huge way, he has a team that can win the Pac-12 conference. He certainly has a team that can win the South. UCLA may have something to say about that as well, but this is the first roster, Andy, and you probably agree with this, that Hurley has, that you look at it and you just go, you better win. Like, you better have a really good record this year, because you got really good players and you have some depth. You have a little bit of depth to help you out as well. So to me, this is a no excuse type of year for ASU.
What do you think the limit is? Are they a Final Four type team? Do you see that potentially for ASU this year?
I see, you know what, and this may sound a little ludicrous, a little crazy, but look, it's you and me, and we're used to crazy. So,
yep.
I mean, at the minimum, I see this as a Sweet 16 team. I do, because I really like the talent. I really like the talent at, you know, at the wing positions. And I really like, Andy, I really like Bagley. I think by the end of the year, I think Bagley's going to be the stud for ASU.
Speaking of one and done, man, I have a feeling he's one of those guys that very easily could be a one and doneer. Just a really good player. I like the way he moves on the floor. I agree with everything that you said about him so far. I think the one thing that I would make a little bit of a knock on him, I almost feel like at this point, the guy's a little too unselfish, you know, and you said, though, he's trying to find his way with this team. I know we got to take a break, so we'll do that. I do want to ask you about something that I watched last night, Mike. I don't know if you did, but I saw something that I haven't seen for a long, long time, and that was Mike Tyson in the ring against Roy Jones Jr. So we'll talk about that on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the Tax Lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone says, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe don't know the hint of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You're irritating me now.
Yeah, lots of things are irritating us these days. And speaking of crying, I think I just saw that happen on Fox News for like the last 45 minutes. But that's a whole nother discussion to have. Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Never know what we're going to have happen to us here in 2020, Mike, when you think about it. Did you ever imagine that you – I don't know if you did or you didn't watch the fight last night, but – would you have ever imagined in 2020 that you would be turning back the clock and you'd be seeing Mike Tyson fighting Roy Jones Jr.? Did that ever like come across your mind at all in any way, shape, or form, brother?
If I said yes, I would be lying just like the guy on Fox News this morning. So, no, it didn't cross my mind at all, but look, you know, I didn't see the fight last night. I saw highlights, that kind of thing. But from what I've been able to surmise here is that Roy Jones was like, he's like, look, I did everything I could, but that guy is so strong. It doesn't matter where he hits you, your body just hurts. So, I do have to admit, like, both guys, you know, being what Tyson's 54 and Jones is 51. You know, they're in decent shape for guys that are in their 50s and stepping into the ring and taking body blows or headshots or, you know, whatever it was. I heard that there was a no knockout rule. It was kind of like hard sparring from what I can kind of gather.
Let me paint the picture for you. All right, so there were definitely some rules in place here. If anybody got cut, the fight was going to stop. They were wearing 12-ounce gloves. It was basically like you're saying. It was like a sparring event, okay? And like you did say, I do agree with you that they are both in relatively good shape. With that being said, Mike Tyson at 54 is in ridiculous shape, okay? Roy Jones Jr. was hugging and clinging to him a lot. Katie said that Mike Tyson was doing the same to a certain degree. I agree with her, but I would absolutely say that Mike Tyson took this very seriously. The guy lost 100 pounds, Mike, to get into shape for this event. I actually was pleasantly surprised at how good he was. Again, Roy Jones Jr. to me was out of shape. I don't think that he put the time in that Mike did for this, to be quite honest with you. I do think that Mike Tyson went out there and he wanted to prove to people that he's not just a guy that knocks you out in the first round. And they had an 8-round match. Yes, it was going to be stopped if anybody got hurt or things along those lines. But these guys went out there and they battled for 16 minutes, And that's maybe the longest that I've ever seen Mike Tyson fight, to be quite honest with you. And maybe there's been a couple times when, you know, he went longer. But truth be told, I've never seen Mike Tyson outlast somebody. So, like, is it possible that in his 50s, he all of a sudden decided that endurance was important and that you come out – basically what he used to do, Mike, you know as well as I do. He'd come out there and he would just bum rush you and you wouldn't know what hit you before it hit you. So this was a different type of Mike Tyson, obviously slower, older. But in all honesty, dude, I liked what I saw from Mike in the sense of – the guy was in shape, the guy had a game plan, and the guy went out there with a mindset to prove to people that he could box and not just knock people out. So to me, that's what Mike Tyson was trying to do in his comeback or whatever you want to call this. And he also he spoke really well, to be honest with you, man. I was really shocked at just how well put together Mike Tyson was, because as you know and I know and anybody that has followed Mike Tyson's career, the guy was lost for much of his career, and I do think that right now he's actually in a pretty good place, or so it seemed, Mike.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would absolutely agree with you for, a lot of his career. Once he lost his initial trainer, Gus, I can't remember his last name, but he lost his initial trainer and he got on with Don King. King just messed Tyson up and led him in a wrong direction in terms of just outside the ring and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, last night, I mean, it was kind of funny where the interview that I saw was, you know, Tyson talked about, you know, he was a little worried about getting injured during the fight. And I think he was talking to Jim Gray. And he goes, yeah. I'm afraid I might get hurt. Why nobody care about my ass? You know, Tyson said, you know, and he goes, I haven't fought in 15 years and Jones stopped fighting 2 years ago and everybody's worried about his butt. I'm like, what about me, you know? And Tyson kind of – both guys handled themselves with a great deal of humility, I think. But Tyson, yeah. You know, I think Tyson was the bigger draw just to see what was going to happen in the ring, how he looked, like you said. He was in, you know, according to you and everybody else, really, you know, really good shape. And so would I be shocked that he does this kind of thing again? No, I wouldn't be shocked at all.
No, you bring up a great point. And that would be the next question is that now that these guys have had this exhibition sparring-like match, would you want to see these guys actually duke it out where they could get broken open and somebody could wind up actually doing some real physical harm to the other guy? And quite frankly, I don't want to see that, Mike. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to see that. So what I did see from these guys was cool, okay? It was one of those things where I do think Mike Tyson, if they were really judging this thing – and by the way, you mentioned in the beginning that, you know, you talked about if this or that happened. I also think that they had it was in the cards before the match happened that no matter what, it was going to be a draw. So I just have a curious question. Like, if you were a gambling person on this and you took one way or the other, because I kept seeing throughout the match that FanDuel was out there, right? And if you were one of those people that got suckered into, you know, taking Mike Tyson at -330 during the fight, and then at the end of it, it's a draw. Like, I think that you would feel cheated. I really do, because quite frankly, if I had to pick a winner from that match, I absolutely think Mike Tyson won, but again, the rules were designed that nobody was going to win. It was going to be a draw. So at that point, how do you make this? How do you make this a betting proposition for people? It was basically something to fool the public. And if you got fooled by this, I feel bad for you.
No, I really do too. You know, because with most things with boxing, you bet on it and all that kind of stuff. And for FanDuel, to put that kind of spin on it, like, you know, you could bet money, but deep down, this was going to be a draw anyways. No one's going to get knocked out, like you said. And if someone gets cut open, then it's over and stuff. That's, to me, that's just, like a bait and switch kind of thing that FanDuel kind of did for people that wanted to bet on it. And, you know, if FanDuel wants to do the right thing, then they give that money back to the people who may have been misled into thinking that this is something that you could bet on. There's going to be a winner, there's going to be a loser, and there wasn't. So, you know, it is what it is, and buyer beware with all that kind of stuff. But, you know, look, I would rather watch Tyson and Jones in the ring than watching Mickelson and Barkley, or just Barkley, play golf the other day. I mean, that was brutal. So give me the boxers over Charles any day.
I heard Charles' swing has actually gotten a little bit better, though. He doesn't have the hitch problem that he's always had. And if you've ever seen or played golf with Charles Barkley, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I hear the music. I know you and I got to take a break. We will. Maybe we'll come back and we'll chop up some college football on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Second and 10 now at the 7-yard line. Four wides to the either side. Man in motion is Tay Barber from left to right. That's where the Frogs work across your dial. Second down, handoff comes Anderson. He's got running room, 20, 25, 30. Sprint down the left side. There he is to midfield. There he is to the 40. There he is to the 20. There he is to the touchdown. How about this? 93-yard scamper for Darius Anderson. Hit that horn of the Horn Frogs. Lead it now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. You can, too. You can call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter, follow us there, and talk to us about whatever's on your mind in the sports world or anything else. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on the social media stuff, too, at Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, we had some real college football happening. As we know, lots of games being canceled. One that's really near and dear to your heart that wasn't canceled, obviously, was the Oregon Ducks taking on the Oregon State Beavers. And that, you know what, I don't even know how those guys could see on that field, brother. I was watching that game, and there was a cloud of smoke throughout that game the whole time. I'm just kind of curious as to how those guys could see, but obviously we'll talk about that in a moment. On top, Trevor Lawrence comes back and does it emphatically. We know that. The dude has a 400-yard game, a couple touchdowns, and that Mac Jones kid is really good for Alabama. If you haven't been watching him all season long, another 5-touchdown day for that guy. Just a really solid all-around quarterback. And at the top, we're not seeing much change. A&M wins, Florida wins, Northwestern goes down. I think that's big, obviously, because they were undefeated, just coming off of a nice emotional victory over Wisconsin the week before that. Indiana rebounds nicely, beating Maryland, who probably isn't much of a foe anyway. But a lot of games canceled this week. Once again, Mike, as I keep looking as to see how many games get canceled, but just crazy what we're seeing on the fields, whether it's the lack of playing, and then obviously with some great play from guys like Mac Jones. So, Oregon Beavers, brother. The Oregon State Beavers get it done against the Ducks, dude. You got to be on cloud nine, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Look, I'm not going to hide my disdain for Oregon. When you are an alumni of Oregon State, that is just your natural born enemy. And my kids understand that. They've been brainwashed enough. So yeah, down with the Ducks. And we have some other sayings around the house we can't say on this family program, but, you know, it all rhymes with Ducks. But no, we were, you know, you talked about, you know, there's this thing of smoke, at the game, and it was actually fog. I'm sure you know that it's actually fog, but you know, look, we're talking about Oregon. So there, it could be smoke. I'm not going to tell you what kind of smoke, but it certainly could have been. No, the Jamar Jefferson, he was the Pac-12 freshman of the year a couple years ago. He ran all over Oregon for 226 yards, the most by a running back in the Civil War. And yes, that's what we call up there, the Civil War. But you know, look, you and I talked about it. You brought it up to me, and I absolutely agree. Look, I love the Pac-12 conference. I grew up in the Pac-12 conference. I went to a Pac-12 school. I graduated from a Pac-12 school, but I know the Pac-12 has never had a shot at going to the playoffs. So all these people that talk about, oh, Oregon is the only shot. No, they're not. They would never get in. They would never even get into the top six, maybe not even the top eight best teams in the country. There's no way. We don't play enough games. We started too late. Oregon has they give up so much in the running game to all the teams that they played so far. There's a reason why they were ranked 15, and the only other Pac-12 team, USC, was ranked 18. Okay? It's an average conference with average teams this year. So everybody from a Pac-12 school just needs to calm their you-know-what down in terms of thinking that their conference had a shot at the Final Four in college football. There was no way a team from the Pac-12 from the West Coast was going to go to the playoff. Now, let me bring this up to you, and let me ask you this, Andy. So Ohio State doesn't play yesterday. Yep. They had their game canceled because of COVID. They've only played a handful of games. You have a team, and we've talked about how you and I like these little guys having a shot at getting into the playoffs, like a Cincinnati. If Cincinnati goes, let's say they play 12 games and they go 11-1 or 12-0, and let's say Ohio State plays 6 games or 7 games and they're 6-1 or 7-0 or 6-0 or, you know, whatever, how many games they play, who do you put in the playoffs? I'm putting Cincinnati.
All right, so I'm with you here, and a couple things I got to get in first, okay? And then I'm going to get back to this because I definitely wanted to discuss this with you as to what I think they should do in 2020 when we're in an unprecedented year and we're not seeing enough football, okay? So first things first, I said to you what you left out when you and I were talking about the Pac-12 is that the reason why the Pac-12 stinks is exactly what happened the other night. And I know it made you really happy that the Oregon State right. Beavers beat the Oregon Ducks, okay? But here's my problem with it. Oregon is supposed to be that team. And then they right. go out and they let an Oregon State team score 41 freaking points on them, okay? That's embarrassing, first and foremost. And I understand yeah. it's a rivalry. I get it. I totally freaking get it. But that's why the Pac-12 underachieves year in and year out, because the team that's supposed to be so damn good winds up blowing it somewhere along the line. So I think the Pac-12 is so weak and so overrated year in and year out that I'm glad that they finally got this right. And there were two teams in the teens. And by the end of the year, we're not going to have any teams ranked in the top 25 because we're that pathetic. And here's my thought as to why that's the case. First and foremost, all these kids probably thought they weren't playing football this year, Mike, okay? And a lot right. of kids decided not to play. They opted out. So here's what happened. We got a lousy product on the field because the people that are in charge wanted to make money, okay? That's it, man. I don't know. I don't want to sugarcoat things. I'm giving you my real, honest, heartfelt opinion here. And what I think is that we made a huge mistake. But you know what? We're too damn proud to admit that we made a mistake. So you know what? We're going to keep playing these games, and we're going to keep having people get sick. You know why? Yep. Because we don't care. And it's all about making money at the end of the day. So I think part of it was that a lot of these guys didn't even know that they were going to be playing football, okay? And then they put this thing together last minute. So now what you got is a freaking mess, okay? You got a freaking mess right now where teams aren't playing enough games. So here's where I'm going, Mike. This playoff this year should be expanded to 8 teams, all right? We are in an unprecedented year. You know what the NCAA should do? They should get their act together right freaking now, man. And they should say, you know what? We're changing the script this year. And we are going to allow 8 teams to be playing in the college playoff for the championship. You know why? Because it's 2020. And you know what? We're making the rules up as we go along. So let's make the rules up as we go along. Let's expand it to 8 teams this year and make it a different year all around. That's where I'm at, Mike.
Okay, so tell us how you really feel, first of all.
I ain't mad, that's for sure.
No, I know you're not mad. Two, you know, I'll agree with you. Like, this, you have unprecedented time, so that means you got to do unprecedented things to adjust to a circumstance that none of us saw coming at all. So if it was expanded to 8 teams or just expanded to 6 teams, I'd be okay. I'd be fine with it. you know, once everything kind of goes back to normal, you know, whatever the normal is going to be, you know, I wouldn't have any problem going back to four. I always liked it at four teams anyways. But like I said, unprecedented times means you do unprecedented things. And going to six teams, going to eight teams, I have no problem with. I think this is the year that if they do, for whatever reason, Andy, they keep it at four, this is a BYU, this is a Cincinnati kind of opportunity for those teams to get into the playoff.
I'm glad you brought up BYU because we're very high on them, okay? Extremely high right. on them, and right. you're not your son, but a kid by the name of Zach Wilson does lead them, the quarterback of that team, and they're a really good team. But I want to ask you a serious question. Is the toughest game on their schedule Boise State? And is that like, I think they played Army or Navy early in the season. So ultimately what I'm trying to say, I love BYU. I think that it would be interesting to have a Cincinnati who probably has a much stronger conference schedule, non-conference yes. schedule than BYU, at least this year. But that's my problem with BYU. As much as I love them, I think their strength of schedule is what's going to ultimately hurt them, Mike.
No, it is. And you hit the nail on the head. And I was talking about this with a buddy of mine the other day. And we always talk college football. And he's a BYU fan. He's a Mormon guy. He loves his Cougars. But even he was like, look, if we get into the playoff, it's a gift because we haven't played anybody, and the toughest person that we play, are the Boise State Broncos. And if that's it, that's gonna keep you out of the game, keep you out of the Final Four. So when it's all said and done, when we talk about these smaller schools getting in, I really think it's Cincinnati or bust. Getting into the Final Four. They are in a conference. They play teams. They have a schedule. They haven't, and to Cincinnati's credit, or just flat out freaking luck, they haven't been hit with the COVID either themselves or by some other teams as harsh as maybe an Ohio State or other teams in the Big Ten or even Pac-12. You know, have been hit, or in the SEC, Big 12 kind of thing. So if all things kind of stay the same and Cincinnati keeps winning and Cincinnati keeps, you know, putting points on the board and kind of running the score up a little bit, then I think they're going to have a better than decent shot at getting into the Final Four. And for one, I mean, I know you're there too. We would love to see that.
Look, and the one thing that Cincinnati has going for them is that in their conference championship game, they're probably going to wind up playing Tulsa, who is another team that is in the top 25 right now. So right. I think that that's somewhat important to note, that they are going to play another team that is ranked in the top 25, whereas BYU, again, strength of schedule means something, and it counts for something at the end of the day. All right, we got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back, wrap up this hour. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Three balls, two strikes. The wind, the pitch. And called strike three. This one's over. And once again, Oregon State owns Omaha. And the able arm of Kevin Able leads the way with a title game shutout. 5-0 Beavers. Oregon State, the 2018 baseball national champions. How about that?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, that was for you, my friend. As we know, you're an Oregon Beaver alum. And look, they don't win a lot, but they sure do all right in baseball. So we ain't mad at you, brother. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Obviously, Mike, we've talked about a bunch of things in this hour, man. We talked on the Tyson fight that I got to see last night. We talked a lot about some college football. We talked about college basketball. Anything else on your mind? Because as you know, hour number two, it's all about the NFL, my friend. And man, oh man, we're almost done with the NFL season, dude. I can't even believe it. But anything you need to get off your chest?
Hey, look, I'm a big F1 racing guy as well, and I was watching the latest Grand Prix from Bahrain, and Romain Grosjean, he races for Mercedes. He was involved in a big fiery crash. I don't know how he walked away from it, but just thoughts and prayers out to him that he just makes a full recovery, because he is a very good driver, and Mercedes is probably the top team in F1, but it was scary to watch.
You know, you mentioned that, and obviously a lot of people watch car racing for the crash, and you know that there's something to that. But I always, like you just said, the guy walked away from that, and I always find it amazing that more often than not, these guys do walk away from actually having any real harm done to them. And I think that's a credit, obviously, to the way that these things are made, and just it's unbelievable that these things can literally get shred apart, but yet a guy will walk away from that. It's incredible, dude.
Yeah, it is incredible. And you know, I don't necessarily watch for the crashes. I watch for just the skill of driving a car at 225, 230 miles an hour, and then having to slow down to 60 and hit a corner and just deal with traffic like we're on the 101 here in Phoenix.
All right, folks, that's good stuff, Mike Wilson. We got to take that pause for the cause. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. A lot of NFL. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Two suicide bombings in Afghanistan targeted a military base and a provincial chief on Sunday, killing at least 34 people. The attacks happened during the first face-to-face peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Shazib Walla is a correspondent for France 24, reporting from Islamabad.
The first one was a suicide blast at the entrance of a military base in Ghazni province. Then there was another attack that took place in the Zabul province.
Nobody has claimed responsibility for the bombings. The Islamic Republic and President of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, are blaming Israel for Friday's slaying of an Iranian scientist. There are reports of a military-style ambush involving a truck bomb exploding and gunmen opening fire on the scientist, killing him and a bodyguard on the outskirts of Tehran. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
There's a lot of work ahead as lawmakers head back to Washington, D.C. on Monday.
Government funding runs out December 11th, and a COVID bill is still on the horizon if they can get one done before the end of the year. As far as a stimulus bill, Republican Congressman from Kentucky James Comer believes we need a very targeted approach.
We need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance. But we have a situation in Washington where Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to do targeted stimulus. She wants to do another blanket stimulus bill and give money to everyone. And
that audio, courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis and his spouse have tested positive for the coronavirus. The governor's office says they are both asymptomatic, feeling well, and isolating at home. In Colorado, like much of the nation, cases are spiking, and one in 41 residents are believed to be contagious. This is USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A full slate of NFL games is happening today despite new COVID-19 outbreaks affecting three more teams. The Ravens, Rams, and Broncos all shut down practices late in the week. Three of Denver's quarterbacks are ineligible to play against the Saints. Today's action is capped off by the 7-3 Packers hosting the 5-5 Bears on Sunday Night Football. The Seahawks are at Philly on Monday night, and the twice rescheduled Ravens-Steelers matchup is set for Tuesday. Dan Naraki has the top 25 college football scoreboard from the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 1 Alabama cruised to a win in the Iron Bowl, 42-13 over number 22 Auburn. Number 3 Clemson blew out Pittsburgh, 57-17. Number 5 Texas A&M handled LSU, 20-7. Number 6 Florida beat Kentucky, 34-10. Michigan State upset number 8 Northwestern, 29-20. Number 9, Georgia ran away from South Carolina 45-16. Number 12, Indiana topped Maryland 27-11. The Terrapins were playing for the first time in 21 days after a COVID outbreak that canceled two games. Number 20, Coastal Carolina beat Texas State 49-14. Number 23, Oklahoma State outlasted Texas Tech 50-44. But five games involving top 25 teams were postponed or canceled this week as multiple teams dealt with COVID outbreaks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Vanderbilt goalkeeper Sarah Fuller became the first woman to play in a Power 5 football game on Saturday. Vanderbilt was crushed by Missouri 41-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Here goes.
Good Sunday morning, maybe afternoon, and could be possibly the evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. So much to dive into in the NFL, but we will talk about anything and everything. College football, college basketball, Mike Tyson getting back into the ring in 2020. When you expect things to happen, you might surprise yourself and you might get exactly what you thought, or you might get absolute chaos like we have in 2020. Welcome in, everybody. Mike, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I got to say, my son is a Steeler fan, is a little frustrated with the game. That game with the Ravens is just getting pushed back and pushed back, and he's a little fit to be tied, but I keep reminding him, it's 2020, it's COVID, you got to show some patience.
Looks like they're going to try to play December 1st, which would be Tuesday. You obviously have a Monday nighter, some bonus coverage for the NFL like you're talking about. And truth be told, man, they've been extremely lucky for the most part. Let's be honest about it, that guys have been doing a pretty good job. But as we get more and more into the winter months, it's going to be more and more challenging to stay healthy. A lot to dive into. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At the Tennessee 3-yard line. Baker's got the snap, looks left, throws middle, caught in the end zone, touchdown, it's David Njoku! And they're finally back into it with 2:10 to go in the third.
Josh Allen alone in the backfield takes the snap, looks down the middle, looks left, looks for John Brown, gets separation, makes the catch at the 10, into the end zone, touchdown! There's a flag on the play, touchdown Buffalo!
Pass interference. Defense, number 27, at penalties
midway
line, touchdown.
The receiver set, two right, two left, first down at the Detroit 27, Murray back to pass, looking, throws it, middle of the field for Johnson, caught for a touchdown. Kyler Murray's first NFL touchdown, a beautiful throw to David Johnson, and the Cardinals are back in the game with 5:57 to play.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports, here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in.
Speaking of you're in, welcome back in. You are in on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. A ton of things to get into as we have week 12 of the NFL, Mike. I can't believe it. We're literally on the... There's no better way to say this than this. We're in the fourth quarter, brother. Like, seriously, we are in the fourth quarter of the NFL, and it starts this week.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, you and I were a little skeptical that we'd get this far. You know, we were like, well, I think it could, start, stop, and maybe, maybe end kind of thing. But, we are where we are, and it's fun. We got some interesting games today. Miami, look, Miami can get to, you know, they can get to 7-4 today. And who would have thought that? I mean, they play the Jets, so let's pray to God that all those Dolphin fans don't have a coronary today. That would include me. You know, you got Jackson, you got Cleveland, Jacksonville. Not that that's the game of the week, but what's Cleveland going to do? I mean, are they for real or not? Your Packers, they have Chicago.
It's Sunday Nighter.
Yeah, Sunday Nighter. It's a rivalry game kind of thing. You know, the NFC Norris division there. So, you know, there's some games that, you know, will get some eyeballs, and certainly Kansas City and Tampa Bay. I think Kansas City wins that game personally, but, you know, we got some games that are going to get some eyeballs.
They should win that game, and might as well just run through all the games of the day since you started mentioning a few. Raiders playing the Falcons, Chargers playing the Bills, Giants and Bengals. Now the Bengals playing without, obviously, Joe Burrow, who was playing extremely well as a young guy in this league. He was on pace to shatter Andrew Luck's passing yards, so feel kind of bad for him. But like we said, only a matter of time until this guy winds up having some trouble because his offensive line is that bad. Titans and Colts, that's a game that should be getting a lot of attention and a lot of love. I think that's an important game, obviously. Panthers playing the Vikings. Cardinals playing the Patriots. I don't think Larry Fitzgerald's playing. Did he even make the trip? Because Larry had COVID. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, no, I heard about that. I don't think he made the trip either. I don't think he's there. But, hey, I got one thing to say.
Yeah. Okay?
How about them Cowboys, huh? How about those boys? Yeah, all you Cowboy fans out there, yeah, your team sucks. So, you know, shut up and
That sounded personal, bro. It sounded like somebody was giving you a hard time, and you just had to let them know, like, dude, I'm putting you back in your place.
No, it's Cowboy fans. Like, they win last week, right? And they're you go to message board, and you're like, we're going to the Super Bowl. And
Cowboys
like,
win! Yeah, Cowboys win. There you go.
Yeah, Cowboys win. Man. And you're like, okay, shut up, and you're 3-7. So just, you're in the worst division ever in the history of the NFL.
Like, yeah, but with crazy, that being said, dude, at 3-7, they're not out of it, and they've got a legitimate shot to win that division. So, again, like you said, the most pathetic division that we've probably ever seen in the history of sports where not one team is 500. It's beyond bad. Let me get through the rest of this. Dolphins, like you said, have a chance to go 7-4. They play the Jets, so they better get it done, Mike. That's, like you said, about, you know, you better get things done if you're Bobby Hurley in hour number one. Well, the Dolphins better beat the Jets. Otherwise, it's not looking as good as you once thought. Browns playing the Jaguars, as you alluded to. Saints playing the Broncos. 49ers playing the Rams. Chiefs and the Buccaneers. That's another good matchup that you mentioned. Bears and Packers. That's the Sunday Nighter. And you did mention that the Cowboys lost on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. But you didn't mention the score. They got their asses just handed to them by that team from Washington, 41-16. The Texans take care of the Lie-Downs, 41-25. So, honestly, it was such a bummer that we didn't get to see Baltimore play, right? Baltimore and the Steelers,
right?
Because those two games were such trash. And we always look forward to the NFL on Turkey Day, and we had trashy Turkey Day football. I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
Well, that's why, you know, on Turkey Day, you're watching those two games. It's just like, you better have an adult beverage in your hand just so you can freaking deal with it. The, you know, and then look, we didn't mention Detroit. They fired their coach and GM yesterday.
So
Patricia and Mills are gone. I was wondering what was taking them so long with Patricia, because he hasn't done anything. I mean, he hasn't done anything. And the ironic thing is, when they fired Jim Caldwell, the Lions coach before Patricia, they said 9 wins wasn't good enough. Well, I don't know. I don't even know if Patricia reached 9 wins in his 3 years there or 4 years there.
I agree. It was a disaster, bro. You know, it just goes to show you that sometimes, because you come from a really good coaching experience, doesn't always mean that you're going to go and have those results on your own. As we know, right. He was part of the Bill Belichick coaching tree, and we're not seeing the same success as he has moved on his own, right?
Right, right. Like, the only coach that's showing us something from the Belichick tree is Brian Flores of the Miami Dolphins, the head coach there.
Very true.
And you take a look at what Flores has done. One, he's changed the culture. Two, he's doing a lot of the same things that Belichick does. It's like my way or the highway. He builds through the draft. He wants to get picks. And these other guys kind of want to do their own thing. When you've been learning from arguably the best coach in the history of the NFL, why not do some of the same things that got that guy success? Because they're proven and true. And Flores is doing it, and it's working right now for him in Miami.
Yeah, no, you got to give credit where credit is due. And I also think that his players have bought into his system. He has the right pieces to the puzzle to implement his system. Again, man, we always talk about like quarterbacks being a systems quarterback, and ultimately they're all a systems quarterback, and you just have to learn how to use their skill set to the best of their ability and the best of everybody else's ability. And quite frankly, you know, you want to give wide receivers the ball in space so that they can do the damage. You want to create holes for running backs so that they can get the vision and then see clearly as to what their path is that they have to take to run down that field. So again, Flores has done a great job. Speaking of that, any other coaching jobs that you think guys have done a really, really good job, or let's just say a really, really bad job? Adam Gase, obviously terrible there, but I don't know if they have the personnel first and foremost. I do think Mike McCarthy is a huge disappointment for the Dallas Cowboys, but again, I don't know if they actually had that great a talent in the first place. I think early on, the Vikings looked abysmal, but they've started to figure things out. And that's right. Also another thing. I like also kind of picking apart people as to what they started and how they finished. So give me some of your good, bad, and ugly, man, coaching style.
Coaching style, I mean, you may disagree a little bit with this, but I mean, look, Kingsbury here for the Cardinals, he's gotten better, but his personnel has also gotten better. So,
yeah,
you know, the wins kind of go with that. You know, look, Joe Judge for the Giants, I think he's trying to do the same thing as Flores. He's trying to change the culture. He's trying to change the mindset. You know, he's missing Saquon Barkley. That's a big chunk of an offensive scheme. So, you know, considering what he's having to deal with and what he's trying to do behind the scenes in terms of culture, I think Joe Judge is doing okay. Man, I mean, you took all the good ones, Dorf. I mean, once again,
well, I think the Colts. Hey, I left a few. The Colts, the Titans. I think that they're doing good things.
Right.
Those are teams that are formidable. They're playoff contending teams. What about the Raiders, bro? I mean, honestly,
right? That was fun. I was just about to say, you know, Chucky out there in Vegas, man. He's doing something. Him and Carr have kind of come to a, I don't know, they had a come to Jesus talk or something, and those two are getting along, and Carr's playing pretty solid. You know, there's, I don't know, you and I have been to Vegas several times. There's just something about being out there in the desert in the middle of nowhere that, you know, could be magical for him. But, you know, all the other ones that you've mentioned, Tennessee, you know, he's doing a great job. He's doing a great job reinventing Tannehill. You know, that staff out there, because, I mean, you know my thoughts on Tannehill. When he was at Miami, it was just, to me, it was like hot garbage. And for some reason, he seems to be playing much better. I mean, look, it does help that he can turn around and hand the ball to a guy that's 6'5".
Hello and welcome to the small business.
You know, so we'll see what happens there in Tennessee. And Indy, another good one. But, yeah, there are some guys that, young guys in this league that are doing magical things.
All right, I hear the music. We got to take that break. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're talking all NFL this hour, so keep it close. Listen in.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Yard attempt for Dustin Hopkins from the left hash. 4 seconds to go on the half. Snap, the spot, the kick. Plenty of distance behind this kick. And Dustin Hopkins delivers. As the first half ends, Redskins take a 20-7 lead into the locker room, and the Philly fans are not loving it.
Watson in the pocket. Watson rifles over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins.
It's a running
big time throw, and Hopkins with a snatch. The Texans once again silence the crowd in New Orleans.
First and 10 Giants. It's a running play. Goes to Barkley. Off the 40, the 30, the 20. Goodbye. Saquon Barkley to the end zone.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in. Probably a much needed thought or something that the Giants fans would like to hear is Saquon Barkley running into the end zone. Obviously not happening this year, but you know what? Injuries take place, and we all know that they're going to happen. It's the NFL, and it stands for not for long. Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Obviously talking NFL. We just kind of went through things early, Mike, but a lot of storylines once again. Kyler Murray coming back after a little bit of a disappointing performance, but also a little bit of a shoulder injury. I'm very curious to see how they're going to try to protect him and how much he'll be looking to get out and use his legs, to be honest with you. So any thoughts on how the Cardinals use Kyler after he's been banged up a little bit, his right shoulder, throwing arm. Obviously, we saw him grimacing in pain throughout the week last week. I know that they took things relatively lightly with him throughout the week. And quite frankly, also, they had a little extra time because they played on Thursday. I do think that that bodes very well for Kyler coming back. But I also think he's a little bit banged up, and you may need to change how you do things a little bit, the scheme. So what say Mike Wilson about Kyler's shoulder and how they're going to go about protecting him?
Oh, I think you have to, you really do have to take into account that shoulder and protecting him, because, look, you and I have the same thought with Kyler. We like him, but there's just sometimes we're just waiting for him to get hit. And, you know, with a bum shoulder, they better be telling that young buck, stay in the pocket, throw it away. If you're going to run, slide, you know, don't run much, you know, kind of thing. Because that is – he's the franchise, man. I mean, if Kyler gets hurt, I'm not sure that the rest of the team has the absolute trust in his backup. And they got to do everything that they can to protect the franchise. So I bet today we'll see. I mean, not that we don't always kind of see this with the Cardinals. It's just the ball's gonna come out quick. Like if Kyler has the ball more than 3 seconds, I would be surprised. You know, it's gonna be a lot of 2-3 step drops, boom, out, slants. You know, stuff across the middle where he can make an immediate read kind of thing. But then it, you know, on the other side, the defense is going to bring the pressure on Kyler. So they have to be aware of that. I think there's going to be a lot of max protection today, for him. So we'll see what happens, but they have to do everything that they can to protect the franchise.
I think this is a huge game for the Cardinals, bro. I think this is the game that determines whether or not they make the playoffs or they don't make the playoffs. They're sitting at 6-4 right now. And we know how that division is. It's so tight, obviously. You know, you look at the standings in the NFC West where the Cardinals play. You got the Rams and the Seahawks both at 7-3. Cardinals 6-4, Frisco 4-6. And here's the deal, man. If you go 6-5, you got to look out for teams like Tampa Bay, who are 7-4. Right. They could potentially be their record could be a little bit worse depending on what happens in their game. The Packers, obviously, they're the division leader, but you do have the Bears at 5-5. It keeps them in play for a wild card. And then ultimately, one bad football team is going to make it from the NFC East. I do think the extra playoff spot is very, very important and huge, and it keeps a lot of teams and that city in play a little bit longer this year. So the Cardinals are definitely in play. Three teams from the NFC West could absolutely get in, or they could wind up being what hurts them all from getting in, right? I mean, they're going to be playing each other down the stretch, so that either bodes well or it bodes pretty badly for all these teams. So we'll see how it shakes out. But they did split with Seattle, the Cardinals. You know, you beat the Rams or you beat the 49ers earlier. It's just going to be very interesting to see how things play out down the stretch here in the last 5 weeks, Mike.
No, it is, especially, you know, like you said, with the Cardinals and, you know, all these in-division games that they're going to be playing, that just how incredibly important that they are because the NFC West is one of the best conferences in the NFL, unlike the NFC East, which is just hot garbage.
So, I guess here's my point, okay? Here's my point to all of this is that we've like you said, I mean, dude, Kyler Murray is one of the stars of this league, okay? And right. We love watching him play. We love watching what he does on the football field. But at the end of the day, it could all be for naught. Like, when you think about it, they could be out of the playoffs. So all this great stuff that we're seeing from Kyler and D-Hop, because it's been very electric, and obviously we all know about that amazing play that happened a few weeks ago now, but it could all be for naught. Like, when does that settle in and people realize that, you know what, you've done all these great things, but at the end of the day, you could still be on the outside looking in. That's reality, right?
Yeah, it's reality. And then, like I've been saying, you and I have mentioned on this show and our local show, look, you could be on the outside looking in, and then there's one of those teams from the NFC East that's going to be below 500 that's going to get in and have a home playoff game. You know, it's just weird. It's just, I mean, if you think about it, let's just say the Cardinals end up being 10-6, 9-7. They miss the playoffs, and Philadelphia gets into the playoffs. They get a home playoff game. I mean, it's just a bowl of unknown that you have to, and it just hammers home, you got to win these division games. Just the importance of winning these division games. So
speaking
you got to
leave.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of that, you obviously have another really big game that's going on in the AFC with the two teams on top, which is the Colts and the Titans. Like, the Colts have the best defense. The Titans have the best running back. Something's got to give. And Phillip Rivers has been a very calm, steadying factor for the Colts this year. And Tannehill is a guy that obviously the Titans love, and his team, they rally behind this guy. This is a huge football game, Mike.
This is a massive football game, not only for playoff seeding, but just, you know, who's better? Who's going to show up? Like you said, the defense, you know, of the Colts. Look, Tennessee doesn't have too shabby a defense either. So, you know, who's going to play better? Is it going to be the quarterback? Is the running back going to come through for Tennessee? You know, what's going to happen?
All right, I hear the music. We got to take that pause for the cause and got to say thanks and give a shout out. And we appreciate the American forces. You guys are just incredible. You make it so that we can do this. Hopefully you enjoy listening to us, but appreciate you people from the American Forces Network, and keep listening to us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike. I'm Andy. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost. For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Off the Minnesota 20, four-man rush. Ryan going to flip, looking for and caught Calvin Ridley, the touchdown.
Mayfield underneath center, on first down, takes the ball, gives the ball, a cutback by Chubb. He's to the 10, he's still running to the 5, he dips outside left, he's going in, touchdown! What a run! Nick Chubb! 14-yard run. There were four missed tackles by the Ravens on Nick Chubb as he takes it in. Mayfield gets motion from one of the tight ends, takes the snap, gives. Chubb runs to the left, bangs it to the outside. He dives for the goal line. Touchdown, Nick Chubb, his second of the day.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If they're not happy here, they can leave.
Yeah, I hear that, man. If you're not happy, you can leave as well. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, your thoughts, your opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. A couple of different ways to do that. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And obviously, check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Like it. Engage with us on the posts. They're usually extremely well thought out, and that's not done by me. That's done by Mike Wilson. And then check out us on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, this is like one of my favorite parts of the show because we break down all of the action about what's to come. And this week is week 12 of the NFL, which leads me to my next thought before we get running too quickly here. I come back late night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we do the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. We break down all the action from that week in the NFL, and this week happens to be week 12 of the NFL. So catch me late night on Sports Overnight America doing the NFL Rewind, week 12 of the NFL Rewind, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I take you into the wee hours of the night. All right, Mike, speaking of the wee hours of the night, the Raiders, they're not in Vegas. They're in Atlanta, and they're playing the Falcons. I think, obviously, we're probably both going to be on the same side of this. I like what the Raiders have done all season long. Jacobs is a steady running back. Derek Carr has been better than average, to be honest with you. And if there's one team that seems to really give the Chiefs fits, it's obviously the Las Vegas Raiders, and they are a decent football team. I like them to go to Atlanta, and they beat Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons, who have a very bad defense. They have a lot of offensive weapons, but they just don't know how to use them, quite frankly. I got the Raiders winning in Atlanta.
Oh, I have the Raiders winning big in Atlanta. I think they are a good football team. I think when they play the Chiefs, I think it's kind of a matchup thing that they match up all right with Kansas City. But in this game, I got Vegas all day.
Chargers playing the Bills. I think the Bills are coming off of a bye week. The Chargers have been, I think that they've kind of been what we've expected. I mean, you know, they got a young quarterback in Justin Herbert who is actually playing pretty well, to be honest with you. They have a decent offense. This guy's been probably better than we would have thought. However,
right.
They're playing Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, who I think are almost ready to take that next step and be a – well, they're definitely a playoff team, but I also think that they're on the outside, just a little bit on the outside looking in as to be a team to be reckoned with for years and years to come and potentially could be a Super Bowl caliber team in the next few years. I like the Bills winning against the Chargers, man.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills as well. This is actually a big game for Buffalo because they've been kind of up and down a little bit. The consistency just hasn't exactly been there with everything between offense, defense there. But I think, look, the Chargers are a good team. And like you said, they have a decent offense. Herbert's been better than advertised this early in his career. I think if the Chargers fire their coach, I think the Chargers could be the job that's probably the hottest out there because you got a young, good quarterback. But on this day, Buffalo's going to be better.
I like your line of thinking there because that, I mean, hey, who doesn't want to be in LA, right? And, like you said, Justin Herbert, an up and comer and obviously
New
looking
stadium.
Like he belongs. I think that's a decent call. Giants playing the Bengals. We're going to have a local kid get the start for the Bengals. If you didn't know, Ryan Finley, a kid that played at PV High School. His brother Ben wound up playing at PV High School and now is following his footsteps, going to NC State, to play college football. But he gets a start once again against Daniel Jones and the Giants. I'm going to take the Giants. Like, this is kind of a weird game, but the Giants are playing for something, dude. Like, they have a shot to make the playoffs. So I'm going to say the Giants somehow, some way, figure out a way to get it done.
Yeah. Look, you got a new quarterback there in Cincinnati, like you said, Finley. And, look, you just have to feel bad for Burrow. Like, I just felt so bad for that guy because he was playing well and all that. But I think the Giants – like you said, they have something that they have a goal, actually, because they play in the NFC East. So I'm going to take the Giants today as well.
Titans playing the Colts, maybe the match. Well, it's definitely the matchup of the morning, if you ask me.
Right.
Just a great matchup of two teams that are sitting atop their division. This is going to be a war, bro. You know, this is going to be a tough one. Can you stop Derrick Henry? Can you stop Brown as far as the wide receiver goes for the Titans? The Colts, T.Y. Hilton, Pascal, the running game, the defense, Phillip Rivers hopefully makes better decisions. But with that being said, dude, I love the way that they're using Jacoby Brissett, kind of the way that the New Orleans Saints use Taysom Hill, not quite exactly the same, but obviously they bring both these guys in a lot of times on short yardage plays. But I do like the dynamic that they have. The Colts have been somewhat of a surprise to me because I didn't really think that Phillip Rivers would necessarily be a difference maker. And so far, I have to give credit where credit is due. The Colts have a great defense. Their offense does enough to get the job done. And Phillip Rivers has probably been better than Jacoby Brissett would be if you put him out there for every single snap. So I think the Colts have a lot going for them. And I might kill myself, but I'm going to take the Colts to get it done at Lucas Oil Stadium, Indianapolis, against the Titans today. Because I think they're going to rely too heavily on Derrick Henry, and when you can key in on that guy, it makes you a little vulnerable.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take Tennessee for the fact that, you know, Derrick Henry is just going to wear you down. And by the fourth quarter, I mean, you and I have seen it several times. Henry, by the fourth quarter, is just busting loose all over the place. I think the same is going to happen today. And I think Tennessee in a close one.
All right, the next one would be the Panthers playing the Vikings. I'm trying to see, do we know whether Teddy Bridgewater is playing or not? Do you have that info?
I do not have that info.
All right, so I'm looking really quickly to see if I can dig it up. However, either way, I'm going to like the Minnesota Vikings because I think that they're somewhat of a desperate team who was kind of getting things going, and then they had a little bit of a hiccup against the Dallas Cowboys. So I guess it's somewhat of a welcome sight to have the Panthers on your schedule. However, the Panthers are not that bad. So the Vikings are going to have to step up to the challenge, and that means Dalvin Cook and Thielen are going to have big games, and I like them to have big games at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm going to take the Vikings to beat the Panthers in a game that's anywhere from 7 to 3 points. That's the difference in this one.
Yeah, no, I'm picking Minnesota as well. I just trust their quarterback just a skosh more than I do there in Carolina right now. If Bridgewater plays, then I would probably readjust that a little bit because I really do like Teddy Bridgewater. But, you know, if you had to choose between a starter and a non-starter, I'm going with Minnesota. And you're right with the receivers for the Vikings there. I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Cardinals playing the Patriots, going across the country, different time zone, huge football game with just huge implications as to what happens for the Cardinals. Again, I've talked about this, 6-4 in the best division in football, but it could all be for naught if you wind up not making the playoffs. And you've had some amazing things happen with Kyler and D-Hop, but again, this, to me, is the make-it-or-break-it game. You have to go and you have to beat the Patriots. You have to be 7-4, not 6-5. I'm going to hope that the Cardinals play like a desperate team, and I'm going to once again do something I hate to do, and I'm going to take the Cardinals to beat the Patriots because the Cardinals have more to play for than the Patriots.
That was exactly the reason I was going to give, that the Cardinals have more to play with. And, you know, look, our good buddy Richard Sines, I'm going to drink some of his Kool-Aid here and take the Cardinals today out in New England.
Shameless plug for our buddy from Fox 10 Sports here, local sports anchor. Dolphins, Jets, I don't think we need to spend much time on this because if you guys lose today, bro, I'm coming at you hard tomorrow on the local show. So for your sake, the Dolphins better win, and they better win big, bro.
Dude, if the Dolphins don't win today, my back's going to be in such bad repair like yours that I may not even show up to the show tomorrow. So it's going to be Miami.
Browns and Jaguars. I think the Browns keep it rolling. I think the Jaguars are a team, obviously, that is just abysmal. They're 1-9 on the season. They're playing for absolutely nothing. And you said earlier, are the Cleveland Browns for real? This is one of those games that you kind of find that out. This is a game you're supposed to win. So let's see if they win a game that they're supposed to win. Will Baker have a breakout day? Because in all honesty, he's been lousy all season long. Lucky he has such a great running game. But I like the Browns to beat the Jaguars, who are just that bad.
Right, they are just that bad. But look, this is a game where Cleveland could just go Cleveland again and lose a game that they should win on the road. But they should win this game, and I'm going to hope that Cleveland does. I think it's about a touchdown difference.
Saints and Broncos, look, I love what the Saints do. They don't need Drew Brees, man. They can do it with anybody, Taysom Hill, Jameis, whoever it is. But Taysom obviously showed us something. I'm going to take the Saints, and I'm going to take them big against the Broncos.
Well, Derek, you mentioned Denver, and I just got an email that was for you that had a contract for you to play quarterback today because Denver doesn't have a quarterback. So I told him that you'd get back to him. But New Orleans is going to win this going away.
Absolutely. All right. 49ers and Rams. I got the Rams. I think the 49ers are obviously going in the wrong direction. I don't even think they can play in California anymore. They may have to go to – well, they can. They probably might be able to play in Oakland. I don't exactly know what's going on for them for the rest of the season or for at least for the next few weeks. I got the Rams winning this one.
Rams all day. That defense is completely legit.
We didn't give this a lot of time, man. Chiefs and Buccaneers, Tom and Patrick, potentially a Super Bowl matchup, maybe. I don't think so because I don't really like the Buccaneers, but I like the Chiefs. I think they go and they flex their muscles, and Patrick Mahomes shows like you're the old new best guy, I'm the new best guy.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes and has all the weapons that he needs, and they're going to flex their muscles. I actually think Kansas City wins in a blowout.
Packers and Bears, man. Packers, they got to beat the Bears. The Bears are going in the wrong direction. Packers had a little hiccup against Indy. They blew it, to be quite honest with you. 28 points and then nothing in the second half. Can't have that. 3 points. I got the Packers beating the Bears Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I got Packers beating the Bears, too. Trubisky's under center. You guys are going to have a field day with him.
All righty, man. We made it through our analysis for the week 12 of the NFL. I hear the music. We're going to come back, wrap it up like we always do with parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Hello, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
You're funny.
You mean, so? Well, let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh, I'm here to fuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me what's funny.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. Again, quick reminder, I come back late night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, breaking down all the action from Week 12 of the NFL on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. This would be the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're live with you each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike, it's the end of the show, brother. That means parting shot time. You are up.
My parting shot goes out to Sarah Fuller. She's a senior goalkeeper for Vanderbilt's SEC Championship soccer team. She made history yesterday being the first woman to play in a Power 5 football game by doing the second half kickoff. It was a great thing, even though all those cavemen out there just lost their stuff over it. Look, she kicked. She made history. She's a good role model for young girls. Don't grip your pearls over it. It was a good thing.
Hey, I like that, man. Absolutely a shout-out. That was really cool to see happen in college football. My shout-out, Green Bay Packers, baby. Let's go back to doing what we do, which is dominate the NFC North. You got the Bears coming to town. Let's kick their butt. For Mike Wilson and Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.